When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a week where there have been more tributes to Shane Warne than grains of sand on the earth, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Well, just to let you know, I was halfway down the pitch and there's an ABC independent stump mic in the cameras and they didn't pick in the stumps and they didn't pick anything up. So if anyone know that. Yeah, so if anyone wants to still pretend it was me, it wasn't, just to clear it up. And if I wanted to tell him that, I would have told him it anyway.
Yeah, that's what Mark Waugh said. I'll tell him if
it... Whoever did say it, it's probably true.
So Shane Warne talking about Scott Muller and how it definitely wasn't him who said anything nasty about Scott Muller.
No, you're here with Kat Jones and Dan Libke in a very sad week, and it's lovely to hear Shane Warne's voice, but sadly it's not any longer going to be the case.
Yes, so that clip that we got there was Shane talking with Ian Healy about the Can't Bowl, Can't Throw incident. This was about 6 years ago, yeah, during the South Africa tour, and I think my favourite bit about that clip is that he got sufficiently worked up about it that he ignored Usman Khawaja hitting a boundary. That just skipped his attention. And then my absolute favourite part about it is he has this long rant about how, you know, it definitely wasn't him who said it. Couldn't possibly have been. He was halfway down the pitch. And then he says, but whoever did say it was probably right anyway.
this podcast, of course, wouldn't even exist without Shane Warne, right? Yes. He effectively named it, or at least gave us his approval of the phrase in that clip there in 2016. And he also gave us the inspiration for the Muller Award and more tributes to Warney than grains of sand on the earth. That, of course, referred to a tweet from Warne, wasn't it, about a year ago?
Yeah, so there was a tweet that said, there are more stars in the sky than grains of sand upon the earth. And Warne quote tweeted and said, this can't be right, can it?
This can't be true, surely. Yeah, I know. All the tributes have kind of failed to mention how funny he was and how much joy we got from his post-cricketing career.
Yes.
I mean, most cricketers don't have the talent or the diversity to go on and do anything interesting after they stop playing cricket.
No.
And Warne certainly did a lot.
No, yeah, he was bitten in the face by a snake while he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, he was incredibly more than the sum of all of his wickets, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But so we just want to mention... So anyone dying at the age of 52 is petrifying, right? Mm. Because there's a lot of us out there who are, you know,
in that range. Yep.
And it's very important for people to get their heart checked out. So I just wanted to mention anyone north of 40 or 50, how healthy is your heart? Well, heart attacks aren't just a dramatic chest agony moment. Any chest pain, even if it's a little bit mild, even if it's ebbing and flowing, even if it's just occasionally a twinge or feeling palpitations or whatever, you need to go get it checked out. And if you're over 45 and you haven't had your age-related heart check, you need to get that done. That's cholesterol, blood pressure, heart, etc. In Australia, everyone over the age of 45 should have that done. So go online while you're listening to this podcast, book in your GP appointment.
Yep.
The current guidelines recommend that.
Yeah, so both Warne and Rod Marsh, of course, died of heart attacks. And I actually had an incident a few years back, you may recall. They detected a small irregularity in my heartbeat and I was... whisked off.
And that was when you had like a heart check. You had your heart checked up at the GP, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just went to the GP. Had a minor pains, and they had a quick look, and they said, "Oh, there's something a little bit odd about your heartbeat there." So they whipped me off for a fun ride in the ambulance to the hospital, and had a full checkup and did some tests, and wasn't a heart attack. But they checked it out, and I followed up with a cardiologist and can confirm that I'm all good. But yes, we definitely have to keep an eye on those things.
Yeah, and things that might make that even more important: smoking doubles your risk of a heart attack. anyone with diabetes, overweight, mm-hmm. if you've got a waist measurement over 100 centimetres, yeah. Dehydration, lack of exercise, family history, all these yeah. things. So in at least half of the people over the age of 45 probably who should be taking blood pressure or cholesterol medicines don't take them, and that will reduce your risk. So one last comment, if you tried your exercise and your diet and you can't kick smoking, even just sleeping for 8 hours a night will lower your risk of heart problems and improve your blood pressure and your heart health. So regardless of whether you think you can get away with 6 hours, you probably need 8. So just try that.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. So let's move on to some cricket, shall we?
Mm.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the first test in Pakistan. Australia yes. playing Pakistan in Rawalpindi.
Yeah, so I did enjoy the fact that it was at Rawalpindi and the stadium was called Pindi Stadium. It reminded me of the Gabba. It felt yes. like the Gabba, which of course is in the Woolloongabba suburb. So yeah, I think those two stadiums should be officially, you know, like sister cities. They should be sister stadiums, you know, send delegates back and forth to one another or something, or send a curator from the Gabba to Pindi Stadium, perhaps.
It's a much more interesting way of naming the stadiums, isn't yes. it, than just calling it the cricket ground, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Brisbane Cricket Ground or the, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yes. But, yes, it wasn't the most thrilling of test matches, this one.
It was a slow burn. It was a slow start to re-emerging cricket in Pakistan. And yep. We don't want to get people too excited because the crowd was already massively excited yep. about watching yep.
Full house all 5 days, yeah. sold out, yeah. So they saw a lot of runs being scored, not so many wickets being taken. I think it was 1,187 runs and just 14 wickets. Yeah. But most of those wickets would have satisfied the Pakistan fans because all but four of them were Australian wickets. The match yep. kind of stumped.
And personally, I'm grateful to Australia for giving us a few wickets to break up all those runs. yes. So they're absolute heroes.
They were. A couple of other positives for Australian cricket fans. You may not think there were too many from that test, but I think they now have a massive database of non-wicket-taking deliveries. That'll be good analytics for Andrew McDonald. And, of course, the fact that Australia couldn't take many wickets at all means that Pakistan's middle order and lower order didn't get much time in the middle. So the top three scored 4 centuries in 2 innings. So, you know, the rest of them might be a little bit rusty for the next test. So that's good thinking from an Australian perspective as well.
Yeah, they've got the long game sorted,
yeah.
haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, it's a series. It's not just one test match.
Yeah.
Any other highlights from the test?
What about the sponsorship? That was yeah. pretty entertaining, wasn't it?
The sponsorships were good. There'd just be commentators going along, and then all of a sudden they'd start talking about cut away to these people in the crowd, you know, drinking Tapple tea or talking, eating ice blocks that their teeth were safe from because of Sensodyne toothpaste.
It was quite incredible. It was like the advertising was inserted into the crowd. Yep. It was far more entertaining than other forms of advertising, I think.
Yeah, it was very good. But just one time I would have liked the Sensodyne sensitivity-free moment. That's what they were calling it. The Sensodyne sensitivity-free.
Do you know, I didn't even notice that. I just thought they were eating ice cream, so I had no idea that one was an ad.
No, it was the Sensodyne sensitivity-free moment, which I would have liked at some point seen, you know, Cam Green asking Dave Warner why he's so old or something. But we didn't get that kind of insensitivity.
No. But Cam Green would never be that insensitive,
he wouldn't,
surely.
No. So next test starts Saturday. Australia will probably add a second spinner. Pakistan have multiple options to change up their team. So hopefully it'll be perhaps a few more wickets in the second test.
Well, we've got Manus. We don't need another spinner anyway because we've got Khawaja, right?
Yeah, that's true. Khawaja bowled the final over the test. A nice little finish there to the test.
You could argue perhaps he's not a spinner.
Yeah, perhaps.
Why didn't Warner get a bowl?
I don't know. He was the only one who missed out. I thought for a second maybe it was just that Warner and Khawaja had been selected as the two specialist batters in the side. Everybody else got a bowl or a keep. But then Khawaja had a bowl, so poor old Dave Warner's the only specialist batter left in the team.
Yeah, I reckon Warner's mum might be on the phone. You know, Patrick, David didn't get a bowl. What's going on?
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Okay, so this week we're sponsored. We've had some different sponsors in the last couple of weeks. We've had Survivor and our other Hitchcock podcast. This time we're just going to go back to basics.
Back to the cricket.
Yeah, my Patreon feed, patreon.com/leadcricket, where over the course of the Women's World Cup and Australia's Tour of Pakistan, I'll be writing mini ratings after each match or day's play. So you can get access to that or 110-page combined screenplay of the entire Ashes series.
With your commentary.
With my commentary, yep. Yep. So all of that, lazy $2 a month, patreon.com/leadcricket.
Are you sure we're not sponsored by that toothpaste?
We may be sponsored by the Sensodyne sensitivity-free moment toothpaste.
I think we have to get it right, otherwise they're not going to employ us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how sensitive we are when we get onto our next segment.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
As a tribute to Shane Warne, we are reviving and we've updated the game we played with Stuart McGill when he was on the podcast way back in its first season, Dan.
A long time ago, yes. We never quite got to interview Shane Warne, but we did get Stuart McGill, the next best thing, some might say.
Yeah, yeah. And this game is called How Shane Warne Are You?
Yes.
It's 10 questions and you earn 10% for every yes answer.
Yeah, so feel free to play along as you listen and you may be able to determine exactly how Shane Warne you are.
Wait, how Shane Warne was Stuart McGill?
I'm not quite sure. I think he was about 50% Shane Warne. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So the first question, and remember, every yes answer earns you 10%. And we will be playing along. We'll determine how Shane Warne we are as well. So the first question, have your teeth ever been whiter than your cricket whites?
Mm.
So what's your answer for that one?
Well, I do have whites and not cream, so I might have had a chance with my creams, but definitely my teeth are not whiter than my cricket whites, so I'm a no for this one.
Yeah, I'm a yes, but because I don't have whites or creams, I've just got casual clothing that are all darker than my teeth, so yes.
Okay, I've got another question. I've got second question
second
for you.
Question.
Have you ever loudly suggested that a team should declare and get the opposition in for a tricky little session before stumps?
Usually I don't. Usually I'm a very strong advocate of never declare. Just keep batting as long as you can. Bat 5 days if you can, as Pakistan could probably have done in this test. Yeah. But just this week, in honour of Shane Warne, I did indeed say yes. Declare, mm-hmm. declare behind, Pat, get him in, have a bit of fun, see if you can make a match of this. So yes, I have done that.
Okay, well, I'm with Warne on this one as well, because I may have even called for this on commentary, I reckon. when you go to commentary school, declaration speculation is like a mandatory unit.
Yep.
So I'm a yes for this one.
Okay, so you're 10% Warne so far?
Yep.
I'm 20% Warne. So I'm 20 out of 20 so far. All right, third question. Have you ever bowled with a cigarette or stubby in your other hand?
Right. Well, we have no evidence Warne ever did this, but...
I'm almost certain he did. I can't imagine him being at training and not having a cigarette or stubby in a hand.
Spinner does this at some point, right? And I'm not really a spinner. I've never really been able to spin it, but I definitely have batted with a stubby, possibly with a stubby in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Does that count?
We'll give you half marks for that. We'll give you 5%.
5%,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yes, I have definitely bowled with a stubby in the other hand. That's pretty much a Christmas.
Did you spill anything though?
Probably, yeah. But that is a Christmas tradition among the Lipke family Christmases. We have a big cricket match and inevitably you're called upon to bowl with a beer in your hand.
And if you don't bowl someone out with the beer in your hand, they're not out. Right?
They're definitely not out, no. Yep.
Okay. Yes. Question number four, do you prefer beer to wine?
I'm an easy yes for this. I'll happily have a beer in the right weather conditions, so yes.
Well, I'm a no. I prefer wine, so I think you're definitely more Shane Warne at this point.
Yeah, I think I'm 40% out of a possible 40% at the moment. You're, what are you? You're 15% out of 40%?
Yep, 15% for me. Yep. Okay, what's the next one?
Have you ever been in a bromance with Michael Clarke?
Well, he once responded to one of my tweets.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
I think I might have, it might have been my son saying, here's my score for indoor cricket, and he replied back and said, awesome, or something like that.
Oh, there you go. Does that count?
No, I don't think that counts.
No, I don't think that counts.
No.
I have never had a Twitter interaction with Michael Clarke because he's blocked me on Twitter. Having said that, we did have a chat on Breakfast Radio not that long ago as part of a publicity blitz for one of my books.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say relation status, it's complicated. And I'm going to take 5% for this one.
You're a 5%, so you're at 45 at this
45,
point?
45, yes.
And I'm still at 15. Question six, have you ever been accused of declaring that Scott Muller can't bowl and or can't throw?
Never. I would never say such a thing.
You would never?
Joe the cameraman.
Does 7 years of playing the song on this podcast count?
No, that's just enjoying a toe tapping tune.
I thought it might count. If not, anyway, I'm declaring it now. Scott Muller can't bowl or throw, because he's not currently playing cricket. So I'm a yes.
You're a yes for that one.
Yeah, okay. I want to get a bit higher. I want to be a bit more like Shane Warne.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where you're up to now.
I think 25.
I'm 45. I think.
Oh my god, I can't catch up to this.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Do you like Vegemite on toast?
Yes.
Simple question.
Yes, indeed. What about you?
Yes, definitely, especially on white bread. So I think that's...
You get no bonus points for
that. No bonus points, but you know that Warne only liked it on white bread, don't you?
And I like baked beans as well. Do I get bonus points for that?
No. Oh, if I don't get white bread bonus points, you don't get baked beans bonus points.
Although I don't like baked beans and Vegemite together. Actually, no, scratch that. I think I'm willing to try it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Have you ever posted a picture of a naked cricketer on Twitter?
Well, have you done this?
Only retweets of Warne, which I think counts as 5%. Remember you did that...
You're giving yourself a lot of bonus points.
Yeah. Remember you did that famous one where he tweeted morning followers? Or maybe on Instagram and automatically copied over to his Twitter feed. Mm. But and then his daughter came around and said, "Dad, take that down."
Yeah, that's fantastic. He's a very funny guy. So I, naked cricketers, I might have posted a picture of Faf with his shirt off.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I think that's as naked as a Warne was. I think Warne had a blanket over him. So I think that's a yes.
Yep.
What's the next question we got here?
When writing, do you use more exclamation marks than apostrophes?
Well, my instinct for this was no, that I don't. But I thought instincts don't count. I'm not Shane Warne. I don't just rely on my instincts. I prefer rigorous analysis. So I did go check the Warne eulogy that I wrote for Cricket 365, which contained 17 apostrophes and one exclamation mark. And that exclamation mark was quoting Shane Warne. So I'm definitely a no on this one.
I think you don't use enough exclamation marks.
Apparently not.
There's something wrong with you if you don't use... Well, I guess a eulogy is not really the place for exclamation marks.
But if you're
going
to eulogise anybody with exclamation marks, it would definitely be Shane Warne, right?
Yeah, but don't be putting exclamation marks in your other eulogies.
No.
It's not the place for it.
Hopefully I'm not writing anymore anytime
soon. No, thank you. You know what? I'm with Warne on this one. I have a real loathing for apostrophes in plural words.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And, you know, you see a sign, 1 kilogram of bananas for $1, and the bananas has an apostrophe. It's actually called a Grocer's apostrophe,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yeah. Does Grocer's apostrophe have no apostrophe in it?
No, you've got to put an apostrophe correctly in that one.
Yeah.
So I'm a yes. I'm in favour of using more exclamation marks than apostrophes, just because I guess it's harder to get it right.
Makes things more exciting.
Yeah. By the way, that's pretty cheap for bananas. I'd probably forgive that grocer.
Yep. Final question, 10th question. Mm. Have you ever dated Elizabeth Hurley?
No, not for me.
No, I'm going to say a not yet.
Not yet. You get no bonus points for that. There is still time. So what does that end you up at?
I think I'm 60% Shane Warne in the end.
Okay, well, I'm counting up. I'm 15, 25, 35, 45, 55% Shane Warne.
Yes.
Almost 60%. I'm different bits of Warne than you are.
Yes. So if you've enjoyed that quiz, if you took that quiz, please tweet at us at @CarpBowlThrow and let us know what percentage Shane Warne you are.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Muller reward.
All right, it's time for the Muller Award, which, as we mentioned right back at the opening, is a tribute to the great Scott Muller, who may or may not have been able to bowl or throw. And
who has now been sledged by three separate people, Joe the cameraman, Shane Warne, and myself, the big three.
Yes. Yes. Anyway.
We all think he can't bowl and can't throw.
Definitely. All right. So the Muller Award, of course, celebrates unusual and interesting things in the week of cricket. And I'm going to start this time with Deandra Dotton in the World Cup. So in the opening game of the Women's World Cup, she came on to bowl the final over of the run chase. New Zealand needed 6 runs to win. And Dotton hadn't bowled a single over during the entire match, but she went over to her captain and said, "Give me the ball. I'm bowling this last over." And she proceeded to successfully defend 6 runs. And ironically, and this is my favourite bit, without Dotton, a single delivery. She went 1 wicket, 1 wicket, 1 wicket.
That's incredible. Ooh. What a death over. It's save up your best bowling for the very last. Yep. It was brilliant.
Yes, fantastic. So Dotton, the first nomination. nomination.
Okay, so the second nomination I've got here is 1 point this week. Mitchell Starc and Alyssa Healy, who are a partner, mm. were both batting at exactly the same time against Pakistan.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty neat.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so Alyssa Healy opening the batting for Australia's run chase in the ODI, and Mitchell Starc, pretty much batting, I think, with Josh Hazlewood at the end of the Australian innings. Almost certainly the first time a married heterosexual couple has achieved this feat.
Of course, Brunt and Siva do it every day, as do a bunch of other same-sex couples, but it's a little bit more difficult for the heterosexual couple to do it.
Yes. Next one I've got here is, this one's one of my favourites, this tickled me no end. This is Michael Kasperwitz on commentary during the first test, the Pakistan-Australia test, and he had to double-check whether 2005 was an Ashes year. They were talking about Shane Warne and all the wickets he took in 2005, and Kasper said, was that an Ashes year? And I was just like, Kasper, you were one of the key figures in arguably the most significant moment of the series.
He's forgotten it.
He completely forgotten. So yes, Kasper, of course, was the person who, with three runs needed for Australia to win, managed to parry one behind to the wicketkeeper, which allowed England to level the series. And Andrew Flintoff went over and consoled Lee. Apparently he should have been consoling Kasperwitz, because Kasperwitz completely lost his memory of the moment.
Well, I mean, if you're going to forget something, you want to forget something like that.
I guess so. Anyway, I thought that was magnificent from Michael Kasperwitz.
Yes. We don't know if he was actually genuine in his forgetfulness, but let's assume he was.
Yes.
We also had Piers Morgan. He's frequently been nominated in this segment because he often says silly things. But this time he's called on Boris Johnson, who's, of course, in England, to knight Shane Warne.
Mm. This one, I can kind of forgive the fact that he doesn't know that Australians don't get knighthoods or damehoods anymore, because that kind of went out. And then it came back briefly with Tony Abbott, and then went away as soon as Tony Abbott went away.
Yeah.
I would have thought he might have known that even if we did still have knighthoods, it wouldn't be Boris bloody Johnson in charge of it. What the hell is he talking about?
No, that's kind of weird.
Yes, very strange.
Good work, Piers Morgan. All right, so I've got another one here. Ian Chappell. Mm. Was this also on commentary? Presumably.
No, this was a newspaper article, I think.
Oh, okay then. Yeah. So what did he say?
He had a go at former Australian coach Justin Langer. Basically, he just out of nowhere just said, why were they saying Justin Langer was a legend? He wasn't. Damien Martin, in my opinion, was twice as good.
Imagine Ian Chappell taking a shot at someone. Never.
I particularly like the way, just out of nowhere, he drags poor old Damien Martin in the conversation.
Especially when Martin has never even coached the Australian men's cricket team.
That was very funny.
Okay. So that's never going to be resolved, what was going through his head at that point.
No, definitely not.
I've got one more. Mm-hmm. There's new MCC laws coming into effect in October this year. There's quite a lot of changes, actually, and the one that perhaps is the most controversial is that when batters are sending a catch skyward and they're dismissed court, if they've crossed, they will no longer be allowing the previous batter to take strike. The new batter always has to take strike.
Yes. Yep.
So crossing when you're sending a catch skyward is no longer going to mean you can avoid the strike when you're coming in to replace that batter.
And I think this was an innovation from the 100, right? I think the 100 had this particular
innovation.
Rule. Yeah, innovation.
Innovation.
All 100 rules are innovations by definition.
Well, in general, I agree with this. You know, the bowler should be able to bowl at the petrified lower order batter and not the one that's got their eye in. But I don't think I'm agreeing with any laws from the 100 coming into effect.
Well, this is the eternal paradox, isn't it? You have to make a decision. So which one is going to get the Muller Award this week?
We've got to give it to DeAndre Dotton, right?
You reckon? I was thinking maybe Starc and Healy with their marriage goals of batting at the same time against Pakistan. That must have been in their vows, surely.
Yes. Okay, let's give it to Starc and Healy.
Fair enough. All right, so they get that, and I think that will wrap up our episode. You've been listening to me. I'm Dan Lipke.
You've been listening to the Too Soon episode of Cardboard Cut the Rope.
Very possibly.
Who knows what will make it into this episode once Dan does the editing.
Yes. If it's 4 minutes long, you'll know that we've cut out an awful lot of stuff. Anyway, you've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lee Cricket on Twitter. Also Cat Jones. You are at Cricket Bat Cat on Twitter. And as we mentioned earlier, you can follow us on at Can't Bowl Throw. Tweet us your Warne scores. And we will see you all next week.
Social Podcast Network.